bright results for Libsyn's Glow. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Libsyn's Glow, the company's podcast monetization platform, has seen a 167% revenue growth since its acquisition in April 2021, the company says. The product lets podcasters sell subscriptions and accept monetary support. Former Spotify head Michael Mignano's piece about the standards paradox, which we reported on yesterday, has led to some discussion on social media. I have wondered whether the concept isn't just laziness on my personal blog, pointing to Apple's regular work extending the podcast RSS standard to add new features. And RSS is Alberto Betella. Calls Mignano's article a very naive approach, also pointing out RSS's extensibility and saying it's more convenient for Spotify to foster a closed podcasting ecosystem. Well, Michael Mignano joins Sam Sethi and I on the Podland podcast later today to discuss the piece.
Standards are technically extensible and they're changeable. However, these changes, they have to happen through consensus. Otherwise, the changes don't really get adopted at scale, and they don't actually happen.
In the Podland podcast, Mignano also reveals what he'll be doing next. Spotify has bought Hurdle, a beat the intro type game, a reminder that Wooshka ceases to operate on the 31st of August. Check your email for your migration options. Podcast Sessions, a free podcasting magazine from South Africa, is celebrating its second anniversary with the co-hosts of Netflix's first African podcast on the cover. It's a free download. What's up and what's down in podcasting? Amplify Media's Stephen Goldstein looks at the numbers in a blog post that we link to today from our show notes and our newsletter, and wants to take a deep dive into Libsyn's AdvertiseCast marketplace. Even though Libsyn is in the name, and even though Libsyn acquired AdvertiseCast recently, podcast publishers don't need to host their files with Libsyn to take advantage of this new self-service marketplace. Dave Hanley took Sounds Profitable's Brian Barletta for a walkthrough. And in People News, Rob Roberts-Facey has joined the UK's Crowd Network as a senior producer. He'll develop a new sports division at the Manchester-based company. And in podcast news, the latest edition of Career Crossroads interviews new podcast Hall of Famer Ivo Terra.
I had resisted for a number of years becoming a podcast consultant, mostly because I didn't want to charge two dorks with a microphone who wanted to talk D&D in their mom's basement to make a podcast. I mean, you can learn to do this stuff on your own.